Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 93. Today in this episode, we will learn about Node, which means because. Now let's go. Node means because. As the use of Node softens the view of the speaker and sound more polite, it's often used when you are gently expressing a reason, when asking for permission, or when making an excuse. It will come together with plain form. So plain form plus node. For example, because I will eat. 食べるので. Because I don't eat. 食べないので. Because I ate. 食べたので. Because I didn't eat. 食べなかったので. Because I want to eat. 食べたいので. In English, we will first state the conclusion and then the reason in this type of sentence. In Japanese, when using ので, this is swapped around. So the reason is at the beginning of the sentence and the conclusion is at the end. For example, because I want to graduate, I am studying. So first comes the reason, because I want to graduate. Graduate is 卒業します. So, I want to graduate, we will use stem word plus たいです. So, 卒業したいです. Plain form will be 卒業したい. And then we will put together with ので. 卒業したいので. And then the conclusion will come at the end. I am studying. 勉強しています。卒業したいので勉強しています。卒業したいので勉強しています。Because it was raining, I stayed at home. It is raining. This will be 雨が降っています。雨が降っています。This is past tense, so it becomes 雨が降っていました。So we will change this いました part into plain form. 雨が降っていた and then put together with ので。雨が降っていたので I stayed at home. So to stay at home is 家にいます。Past tense 家にいました。雨が降っていたので家にいました。雨が降っていたので家にいました。If it's e adjective, we will simply put together with ので. So for example, because it's a bit hot, is it okay to open the window? Because it's a bit hot. So hot is 暑い. We will put together with ので. And a little bit will be ちょっと. So ちょっと暑いので、ちょっと暑いので。To open the window is 窓を開けます。Asking for permission, we will use 手 form plus もいいですか? So, 開けます。手 form is 開けて。And then we will put together with もいいですか? 窓を開けてもいいですか?窓を開けてもいいですか?ちょっと暑いので、窓を開けてもいいですか?ちょっと暑いので、窓を開けてもいいですか? Because I have a headache, please give me some medicine. So, because I have a headache. To have a headache is 頭が痛いです。頭が痛いです。So plain form is 頭が痛い. And then we will put together with ので. 頭が痛いので. Give me something. We will use something をください. So medicine is 薬. 薬をください. 薬をください. This means please give me some medicine. 頭が痛いので薬をください。頭が痛いので薬をください。Previously, we have learned about another expression which has a meaning of because. から、から。So, what is the difference between から and ので? から and ので, both of these words are roughly equivalent to the English because. The structure will be like this. If it's a verb, plain form, plus から. If it's e adjective, it is e adjective plus から. If it's noun or na adjective, this becomes noun or na adjective plus だから. Now let's look at ので. Verb, plain form plus ので. e adjective plus ので.Noun or na adjective plus なので. So the difference between からand ので is when we use noun or na adjective. It is noun or na adjective plus だから and noun or na adjective plus なので. So for example, because I'm a guy, I won't do that kind of thing. Guy is男. So if it's から, it becomes 男だから. 男だから. That kind of thing is そんなこと. そんなこと. I will not do is しません. 男だからそんなことをしません. 男だからそんなことをしません. Now let's use ので.If it's ので, it becomes なので. So, 男なのでそんなことをしません。男なのでそんなことをしません。Another example. Please don't smoke here since this is a restaurant. So the reason comes first. レストラン. And then if it's から, it becomes レストランだから。レストランだから。To smoke is タバコを吸います。タバコを吸います。Please don't do something is ナイフォンプラスでください。So it becomes タバコを吸わないでください。タバコを吸わないでください。ここはレストランだからタバコを吸わないでください。ここはレストランだからタバコを吸わないでください。If it's ので, it becomes なので。ここはレストランなので、タバコを吸わないでください。ここはレストランなので、タバコを吸わないでください。Another example. That person may become a model since she is very pretty. She is very pretty.
あの人はとても綺麗です。
This is な adjective. So when you put together with から, it becomes
だから。あの人はとてもきれいだから。
To become a model is
モデルになります。
モデルになります。Now let's change this into can become a model. So potential form is
モデルになれます。
And then here, let's include She may, she will probably. This is
でしょう、でしょう。
So, なれます can become. Plain form is
なれる。
And then we will put together with でしょう, which means probably.
あの人はとてもきれいだからモデルになれるでしょう。あの人はとてもきれいだからモデルになれるでしょう。
If it's ので, it becomes なので。So, あの人はとてもきれいなのでモデルになれるでしょう。あの人はとてもきれいなのでモデルになれるでしょう。So even though から and ので both means because, there is a major difference in the nuance between から and ので. If you are speaking in an informal situation,からから would be more appropriate. Whereas in an formal situation, ので would probably be better. So for example, ので is used in presentation at work or in a formal document. It has a cold, functional feeling to it. So today we learned about ので. So ので means because. And this is often used in a formal situation. If we use noun or な adjective, it becomes なので。However, if it's から, it becomes noun or な adjective plus だから。So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you are more interested in the Japanese grammar, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow that too. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。